Marsha Blackburn, we are looking at antitrust laws and Section 230 on tech censorship. By Robert Krajicek on June 18, 2020. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, described the world's largest technology companies, naming Google, Facebook, and Twitter, as monopolies, adding that she and her colleagues are considering the use of antitrust laws and reevaluation of the Communications Decency Act, CDA, to address their shared political censorship and shaping of information access. Section 230 of the CDA and antitrust laws is where our attention is going to have to be turned, said Blackburn, offering her remarks on Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. The Justice Department is preparing proposals to roll back legal immunities enjoyed by large technology companies under Section 230 of the CDA in measures that will be announced as early as Wednesday, according to sources to the Wall Street Journal. The immunities shield the companies against lawsuits arising from user-generated content. Marlowe asked about Google's threat to demonetize the Federalist and Zero Hedge on the basis of the two websites' comment sections running afoul of Google's arbitrarily applied standards. Blackburn replied, "This was part of a continuum with big tech and how they are choosing to censor and restrict conservative speech." The Senate Judiciary Committee is looking at these issues of prioritization and censorship and data mining, added Blackburn, noting big technology companies' politicization of algorithms to lean left and restrict right. Listen. Google, which owns YouTube, claims immunity to defamation lawsuits based on content hosted on its platforms by refusing to acknowledge its role as a publisher of information. It simultaneously demands that the Federalist and Zero Hedge police their comment sections in order to continue monetizing traffic via Google Ads. Blackburn described Google's demand of Federalist and Zero Hedge as an unequal application of the law, given the company's rejection of liability for content on its platforms, including the comment sections on YouTube. If it is okay for Google to distribute news content without any kind of responsibility, then why is it not okay for someone to respond to what has been posted? Asked Blackburn. Despite their refusal to acknowledge their roles as publishers, Google, Facebook, and Twitter all operate as news distribution systems, Blackburn remarked. They had a news feed, Blackburn recalled of Facebook. They had a trend line, so they were becoming a news outlet. Marlowe warned, Google is now deciding what information you can read in the run-up to the 2020 elections. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.